Hi, Charlene. How are you?
Hi, Tamika. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being on this episode. Everyone, welcome back. You're listening to my podcast series, Welcome to the Winner's Circle. And Charlene is a guest for this episode, and we will be talking about her literary series, Magnificent Macy. And just a little bit of background, I met Charlene on Clubhouse. I don't remember exactly which Clubhouse room it was, but
So many.
Clubhouse, I know, but Clubhouse is just a great place to network in general. So I met her on Clubhouse and I liked that she had something, for the Black community, but for the children. So that's kind of what like sparked my interest to like reach out to her and try to have her here on the episode as a guest. So Charlene, do you want to just talk a little bit about yourself and just how you came up with the book and just about your childhood or anything like that?
Yes, sure. So first of all, thank you, Tamika, for having me on your podcast. It's a great opportunity. Thank you.
You're
And
welcome.
hey, everyone, I'm Charlene Goddard, and I'm a fairly new children's author. And I launched my first children's book entitled Magnificent Macy a little over a year ago. So yeah, the book was launched 2019. And yeah, so it's my first book, and I actually have my daughter Skye. So she, in the past, she struggled with self-esteem and self-confidence, and she noticed that in school she didn't see many characters that looked like her in the media or in the books and in the movies that they would watch. So that sparked something in me to, really help solve this issue. And I remember feeling the same exact way as a child as well. Like I always loved to read, but I don't remember seeing many characters that look like myself.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's interesting because, growing up Black myself, I didn't see a lot of that either.
Yes.
But also I'm a school administrator now, and that's one of the things that, we look for, especially these past couple of years, where diversity is a huge thing now for schools and just trying to incorporate in the curriculum. So it's very intentional now with when the classroom is being set up in terms of the materials being ordered, from the books to, the doll toys, making sure that they're Black doll babies and books that show Black children, Black families as a whole. So yeah, definitely see that piece of it, when it comes to the classroom and having those materials available. So can you tell me a little bit about Macy, the character in the book? How old is she, and what are some of the things that she encounters?
Yes, so Macy, well, I always liked the name Macy. And I wanted to think of like a book title that captured children's attention and that represented power and strength. So the name Magnificent Macy just came to my mind. And so Macy, yes, so she's a little girl, and she's around 9 years old. When I wrote the book, my daughter was 9 at the time. So Macy, she has the same characteristics as my daughter. Her hair, her skin, even down to her purple glasses. My daughter has purple glasses as well. So yeah, so my daughter was a big inspiration in creating Macy. And Macy, she likes to help people. So she enjoys performing good deeds and making others feel good about themselves. So that's really a message that I felt was important to put in my book, the importance of selflessness and giving back and helping others. And I feel like, children, we should pass that message on to our children as well. If, they start young, put that message in their head while they're young so that they can grow and it'll just be a natural instinct to help others.
Yeah, I feel like, the younger, if you can teach them these characteristics or these personality traits or just these behaviors,
Yes.
they'll just grow and grow in that and doing those things. Mm-hmm. And it will shape them as better adults. I believe that as well.
Yes, absolutely. And I think
I think that's important for our children, especially our Black children, because yes. they're seen as, you know, their innocence is not always seen by mm-hmm. the rest of the world. And they mm-hmm. are kind of robbed of their childhood because it's that stereotype put on them that they don't feel as children, and they don't deserve to be children, or that they don't deserve a particular innocence. And mm-hmm. I think if they're taught, you know, something like this selflessness and things like this as children growing up and continuing to grow up, it'll make a difference, I believe.
Yes, absolutely. I believe that as well.
And so how did you get into writing all together? Was this something you knew from, like, okay, I'm going to be a writer or an author when I grow up? Or was it somewhere on the horizon for you? Or was it just strictly from the experience with your daughter? And you were like, okay, I'm going to switch gears with my life right now and I'm going to do this. And just, you know, how did you get into writing? And were you a teacher at all? Does that play a role in it? Or just curious.
Yes. Yeah, so I always loved writing. School for English, and I did a lot of mm-hmm. writing in college, and I took a lot of African-American courses, literature mm-hmm. courses, and that really sparked nice. Interest in writing. And my daughter, well, like I mentioned before, she is the biggest inspiration behind me writing this right. book. And so just the combination of the two right. helped me write a powerful story and help me, you know, really get a powerful message across to our youth. And I used to be a substitute teacher in college. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like that definitely played a role as well. I always had a job working with children. Mm-hmm. So I love children. I just want to, you know, empower them.
Right. It was somewhere in there for you.
Yes.
Right.
I didn't know exactly where, but you know, that's where God led me to
right.
Write a book and become an author. And it's just been a great journey so far. And I've learned a lot.
Right. So what have you noticed in the children who read your books? And, you know, have you noticed like a positive change in their behavior? Are they saying things like, oh, I want to be like this particular character, or I want to do what she does, I want to dress how she dresses? And have you gotten feedback from parents about your book?
Yes, absolutely. So that's my favorite part. So I have a lot of parents who have contacted me and told me that their child, they always hear their child say that, oh, I look like Macy. Macy looks like me. Like mm-hmm. that's me in the book. And I love to hear that because that's how I want every child to feel.
Right.
That they're, you know, they can relate to Macy, that they're a hero. And also I used school assemblies mm-hmm. and I had different classes write me letters and send it to me about their feedback about
nice.
My book and yeah, their perspective. And it was just really sweet. And they would say things like, you know, now I want to be an author. Mm-hmm. Like you inspired me to be an author. I love Macy. I'm just like Macy. I like helping others. I'm just like Macy. I like helping my siblings because Macy has a little brother that she helps out with.
Aww.
So a lot of kids can relate to that as well, you know, because they have siblings. So that just makes me feel really good. And like, you know, that was my goal. Right. I want children to feel like they can relate to the story
right.
and relate to the characteristics of the main character.
Yeah. Something fulfilling, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely.
That's awesome. And so, so you write the books and I saw that your sister is the illustrator for the book series.
Yes.
And how did you guys like partner up? Like, how does it feel to work with family or like your sister on something like this? And then how did you guys like partner up and say like, okay, I'm going to write the book, you're going to, you know, draw the pictures. Mm-hmm. And was it literally a conversation like that? Or was it something where like you were trying different routes of finding an illustrator and nothing was working? And then like, you know what, let's see if my sister wants mm-hmm. to do it.
It actually, it was the opposite. I actually didn't tell her I was writing a book. Okay. I didn't tell anyone because like I said, it's not something that I ever thought about doing.
Right.
So, you know, I was a little hesitant about it and, you know, fear got in the way a little bit. But I just kept writing. And when I was finished, I really thought it sounded like a book. Like, you know, I didn't know where it was leading me to, but right. it was a story. And I thought like, oh, this would make a good children's book. And so after I wrote the story, I brought it to her and I read it to her, and she was just really excited, and she didn't even know that I was doing that, you know? Mm-hmm. And I told her, I do need an illustrator and I would like for you to help me and, right. you know, and be my illustrator. And she was very happy about that because she always loved creating and drawing. Yeah. And especially, I even remember when we were younger, she would like to create her own characters of color too. And
nice.
She noticed that too, like in the movies and the media, there weren't a lot of, you know, characters of color, and right. she would always create her own. So this gave her opportunity to really use her gift.
Right. And that's so probably really nice for your, you know, just, I don't know if she comes with you, if you do like school events and things like that, mm-hmm. but it's probably nice for parents to see, but also like small Black children to see, like,
yes.
guys, the person I work with is my sister, you know, like family yes. working together and building a business together. And then I'm sure it's also very good for your daughter to see too, that, mm-hmm. you know, we're a family, but we can right. build something together.
Right.
And it can be fun, and we can all grow from it, and we can all receive from it. So that's great. That's exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And she has came to some of the assemblies with me, and the kids mm-hmm. are really excited. Like, and good. They're like, oh, you guys are sisters and you did this book together. So yeah, they thought it was really cool.
Nice. And so when you do the assemblies, where are you located?
I'm located in New Jersey.
New Jersey, okay. So do you guys typically travel for the assemblies, or is it just strictly in New Jersey, or like strictly to a neighborhood?
Well, so far it's just been in New Jersey, but mm-hmm. I have had people reach out to me and, you know, ask me to travel. But the COVID happened, so right. we had to resort to virtual readings, but that was something that I was open to doing, yes. you know, yeah. so yeah. yes. Okay. So maybe in the future, you know, when everything dies down
right.
more, I would love to do that.
Right, right. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm right here. I'm actually right here in Brooklyn. So when you were like New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when you were like New Jersey, I'm like, oh my God, you're so
yes.
close.
Yes, that's right there. That's not far at all.
Mm-mm. Okay, so now, just, you know, being a writer, you being a Black, you know, Black writer, but also being like a woman, have you encountered any challenges like in this journey as an author, like dealing with other people, maybe dealing with publishing companies or things like that? Have you been treated differently, or have you ever come across someone who maybe tries to like sway your idea of what your vision was? And if so, just, you know, like how did you handle that situation?
Mm-hmm. So yes, I would say me reaching out to different publishing companies mm-hmm. regarding my story.
Right.
You know, I've gotten a couple of denies. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really know why.
Right, right.
So I guess it's just not something that they're looking for at the moment. Okay. So, you know, at the time, like, those can be disappointments, but, you know, you just find another way and, you know, just keep trying and keep moving forward. So that's, you know, that has been an issue. Mm-hmm. And marketing as well, just trying to put myself out there as an author, a new mm-hmm. author, right. and have people really, you know, even pick up your work.
Right.
So, yeah, that's been a little challenging as well, but I have been given many opportunities, like such as this one, and mm-hmm. like I've been on different podcasts as well, and like did radio interviews. Yeah, so that's definitely helpful, but like trying to get the attention of, like, you know, like big companies. Mm-hmm. You know, that's been a struggle.
Right, right. So, I'm sure, yeah, they probably have a lot of stuff across their desk every day too, I'm sure.
Right, right.
I'm sure. Yeah. So now when you have, so now you have the book, like the physical copy. And do you also have like an ebook or some type of virtual copy that children can have, or is it just the physical copy for right now?
I just have the physical copy for mm-hmm. now, but I am going to do an ebook. That's something I've been thinking about, especially, you know, like kids, they love technology, you mm-hmm. know, and it's just easy yeah. access. Just virtual, you know, virtual things that are easy access for them. So that's something that I am going to do.
Right.
Yeah. But for now, it's just the physical copy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so now I know, I think I had seen on your Instagram page that you also, there was one post you had about like saying like it's important for adults to read too. And definitely yeah. they should incorporate it in their busy schedules. I completely agree.
Yes.
It's hard though as an adult, because at the end of the day you just kind of like, oh, I'm ready for bed. Last thing you want to do is read and work your brain anymore.
Yes.
But it's, you know, something that is a good habit mm-hmm. to get into, just for your own mind. Yes. Because as an adult too, like you get so sucked into this technology, like you're on your mm-hmm. phone. When you're working, you're on a computer, or if you're watching TV and streaming movies or TV shows, or just everything is just so touch ready
yes.
and just at like on your handheld device mm-hmm. that, you know, sometimes it's nice to take a break and just kind of be old fashioned and crack open a book.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So do you have like any book clubs that you hold for parents and children together, like family book clubs or family workshops online, to get the parents more active and involved with the children?
So I don't have any book clubs or workshops, but mm-hmm. I do have what I call magnificent meetings with Macy. Oh, and nice. I usually work with, actually, like a lot of educators have been reaching out to me, but I'm mm-hmm. open to working with anyone who has, you know, a group of
okay. So my next question was, we were just talking about the virtual family, the magnificent meetings.
Yes.
And another question I have for you. So do you have any other business ventures, or where do you see the future of Magnificent Macy?
Yes. So I plan on writing a book series. I'm actually finished writing my second book, Magnificent mm-hmm. Macy on the Move. And I'm just waiting on my sister to, you know, finish the illustrations, and we're going to continue with that publishing process. So, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's definitely something I'm excited about, doing this series. And it's also like the whole series, Magnificent Macy series, is based on real world issues as well. So nice. It's provides them with a fun adventure story, but educates them as well. Like for example, mm-hmm. like the first educates them about poverty in different places like Congo and in Africa, okay. and about crime rate in different areas of the world like St. Louis, Missouri. So it touches right. on real global issues. And I plan on doing that. Like every book's gonna have a different theme, but the theme is going mm-hmm. to, you know, relate to the world. Is going to be something right. that's really going on in the world. And yes,
I like that. I like that idea that it's about, you know, it's global issues, but in a way that children can understand it and teaches them about
yeah.
it. But it also shows like us as Black people in other parts of the world, that I think definitely will help expand children's mind, like beyond their comfort zone or beyond like their local communities.
Yeah.
To know that like we are in other places too, and so we can all know like what it's like to be unified as one, like we are in other parts of the world, and this is what we look like here,
right.
this is what we experience here, and those
right.
kind of things. And I think that's very deep. That's another piece of it that's important too. Yeah, no problem. I was curious when I was looking through your Instagram and looking at the book, and I was just curious to know, Will Magnificent Macy kind of ever grow up, or will she stay the same age?
I want her to stay the same age. Yeah. There's a lot of, like, it's a lot going on in my head with different types of adventures that I want her to take.
Right.
And I think her, like, you know, her age is fun. Like, you know, around like 9, 10, you know, younger, a young child, but not too young where, you know, she can still like do things and still understand certain things that's in the world. So yeah, I want her to stay the same age and provide some consistency for the children as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would say for the next children coming up, you know, they'll they'll have someone still their age that they can relate to.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right. So where can we find Magnificent Macy? Where can we find those books?
Yes, everyone, you can find Magnificent Macy book series at Magnificent Macy, Macy spelled MACIE.com. And it's also on Amazon. So it's fairly new on Amazon. I think it's been on there for like 3 months now. And I've been trying to get on there for a while. So I'm excited about that. So you can check out Amazon as well.
Okay, awesome. And then what social media do you have for this? I know I have the Instagram, but do you have anything else, or is it just the Instagram page?
Yes, it's my Instagram page, Magnificent Macy, and on Facebook as well. I have a book page on Facebook, Magnificent Macy. So it's the same, so easy to remember.
Nice. Okay. So does your daughter ever contribute to any of the ideas that you have? Does she say like, "Mommy, I want Macy to do this now," or, you know, "do this next," or is it all just kind of, you know, what you're thinking of? I couldn't hear you for that last part.
Okay. I was saying that she didn't contribute anything to the first book, but the upcoming series she definitely has, and you know, I've jotted down her ideas and kept them in mind, and I'm going to include them. And I was saying for everyone to stay tuned. I would love for you guys to stay tuned.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'm excited. I didn't get a chance to order any book yet, but just thinking like as a parent myself, and then myself being a school administrator, like this is definitely something that I'll be looking into.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I do. I think it's very important for children to see themselves and kind of everything that they come across in life. Just so they can know that they can envision themselves in different roles, absolutely. You know, wherever they may wind up going in life. So yeah, this was great. Thank you for being on the podcast episode. I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else that you'd like to add? Or
well, thank you once again. Thank you for having me. And I just want to add for my closing, I want to add that, you know, the goal for me writing this book, I just want every child to see the hero within them as well. And just like Macy has a hero, I want them to see that they have a hero within them, and they just have to be brave and confident enough to pull it out of them. And I also want them to, you know, take away like the,
you know, this episode, and everyone who's listening, I hope you guys got something from this. And, you know, check her social media out. And if you have any children, support and definitely go ahead and get a copy of the book. If you're a teacher, if you work at a school, or if you want to donate to your local library, I think this is great to have this year, you know, in terms of supporting a Black business, in terms of building up the next generation of children so that they're confident and they can stand firm in who they are, and just realizing, you know, that they can kind of be anything they'd like to be. So thank you again, Charlene, for being on this episode.
Yes, thank you again. It was a pleasure.
All right. Bye, guys. Good night, everyone. Bye. Active in the children reading. Do you have any family oriented book clubs, workshops, or anything online that you provide?
Yes, I do. So I am holding Magnificent Meetings with Macy. That's what I call it. Mm-hmm. And it's virtual readings with different groups of children. And I usually work with educators or entrepreneurs. Basically anyone. I'm open to working with anyone who has a group of children that they would like for me to read my book to. And I also get the kids involved as well. So after the story, I ask them questions such as, what's your favorite part of the book? And what did you learn from the book? And how is Macy like you? You know, things, questions to have them engage with me. And
right.
Yeah. So and sometimes I do activities as well. Like if it's like a really large group of children, then I mail out masks that they can color create themselves. So yeah, they like doing that as well. Yeah, just trying to be creative and think of different ways to, you know, get our children involved.
Right. And these meetings are, virtual too, right?
Yes. So like I said, it's for anyone. Whoever wants to reach out to me, I would love to work with you.
Okay,